This is a Life News Radio special. I'm Jim Anderson. As the U.S. House of Representatives prepared last week to pass the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act along party lines, a North Carolina Republican addressed her colleagues to offer words I thought might encourage our listeners in action and prayer for the cause of life. This is Representative Virginia Fox.
Madam Speaker, life is the most fundamental of all rights. It's sacred and God-given. But millions of babies have been robbed of that right in this, the freest country in the world. This is a tragedy beyond words and a betrayal of what we as a nation stand for. Before liberty, equality, free speech, freedom of conscience, the pursuit of happiness, and justice for all, there has to be life. And yet, for millions of aborted infants, many pain capable and many discriminated against because of gender or disability, life is exactly what they've been denied. And an affront to life for some is an affront to life for every one of us. One day we hope it will be different. We hope life will cease to be valued on a sliding scale. We hope the era of elective abortions ushered in by an unelected court will be closed and collectively deemed one of the darkest chapters in American history. But until that day, it remains a solemn duty to stand up for life. Regardless of the length of this journey, we will continue to speak for those who cannot. And we will continue to pray to the one who can change the hearts of those in desperation and those in power who equally hold the lives of the innocent in their hands. May we in love defend the unborn.
For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.